Time to bring you the Breakfast Club on 938 Live. This is still the Morning Agenda. I'm Keith D'Souza, and like I said, this is the Breakfast Club. We're talking all about relationships today, be it personal or professional. They should be paramount in our lives. We may chase after a lot of things, money, fame, social standing, a whole lot of other things as well. But we're told that one thing should matter most at the end of the day, and which are relationships. Now, maintaining your personal or professional relationships are worth much more than everything else. They are what defines us. So if you're that busy professional looking for the right person or looking to enhance and maintain an existing relationship, using the right profiling tool may be just what you're looking for. So we are joined on the Breakfast Club this morning by Cindy Leong. Cindy is a dating as well as a relationship coach with the Relationship Studio. We're going to find out how to recognize your personality type and, of course, your significant others, be it professional or personal. Cindy, welcome into the program, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Keith.
You're just off a major cruise, 2 weeks long.
Yeah.
And you were telling us that the people there were married longer than
I'm alive.
So how do you deal with something like that? I mean, are these people looking for a spark in their marriage?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you were to make time 15 days going on a cruise with someone, mm-hmm. you definitely is looking at building relationship with them. Sure. Otherwise, why would you spend 15 days
with someone locked in a room with my significant other for that amount of time and not being able to escape? Could be a nightmare scenario. I'm just kidding.
There's a lot of programs going on. Mm-hmm. There are like salsa dancing at night. Okay. You have shows at night. And then obviously, I was there doing my lecture series. Mm-hmm. So I was actually talking about Enneagram and relationships.
Sure.
So I was thinking, wow, what can I teach them? What's something new I can teach them? But the thing is, you will be surprised that a lot of people have not been putting a lot of effort in learning about relationship building. And so when I share this personality profiling tool, which is the Enneagram, mm-hmm. it actually gives them a lot of insights and helping them to put the puzzles in pieces. Yeah, in
so
place.
So was there this breakthrough at the end of it all? Hey, I've been married 50 years and finally I understand what my wife's been doing.
Yes, and that happens. Yeah,
really? Sure.
Yeah. I actually did a consultation on the ship itself. So a couple actually approached me and say, you know, can we do a 2-hour consultation with you? And that's when I got them to do the test. Goodness for the good internet on board. So they managed to finish the 200 question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I managed to read the scores for them and, you know, explain to them, you know, their defense mechanism, how this their upbringing have actually affected, you know, their behavior with each other, the communication styles, the argument styles, and what are some of the blind spots that they have, you know, in relationship building. And that kind of give them insights because they kind of know it. Like, you know, if you're there, this couple is married for 43 years now.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Indeed.
Yeah, so it's like they kind of know it, but they couldn't put it into words. You know, like not a clear picture of mm-hmm. how things are. So when I explain to them, they actually have very much a lot of clarity and now they know how to move forward. And I think that's what's so beautiful about Enneagram, this tool, because a lot of other profiling tools kind of tell you what you are,
sure.
what kind, what type you are, and that's it.
Getting a bit ahead of ourselves right now. Before we ask you whether men are from Mars and women are from Venus, really, we're talking about the profiling tool that you use in your establishment. It's called the Enneagram Personality Profiling. When you talk about personality profiling, I'm thinking of Myers-Briggs. Mm. I'm thinking of your type A or your type whatever.
B.
Yes. You're this alpha person or you're an unalpha person.
Beta.
Beta. All right. So let's talk about this Enneagram person. Mm. How did you come up with this?
Okay, so I actually chanced upon it when one of my co-worker that, you know, have learned about it and was saying, hey, it's really very interesting. Mm-hmm. So they, he actually introduced it to me and I got really convinced and I see that it's really useful in terms of relationship building. And that's when I went to US to further pursue this. Mm-hmm. So I learned from one of the master for 9 full days on the mountaintop.
Really?
Yes, it's like a retreat.
So did you see enlightenment at the end of the...
Yes, yes. There's a lot of therapy going on as well. So mm-hmm. you get to understand that the way you behave right now is actually due to you know, a lot of upbringing, a lot of, you know, your environment and all that. So, yeah, so when I went for that, it gives me a lot more insights and it gives me inspiration on how I can, you know, further use this tool to help my clients, be it singles who are looking for partners or married couples or couples in relationship or planning for marriage or even business partners who are looking at, like, hiring the right people, working with the right business partner,
sure.
Yeah, or working with their colleagues or bosses, yeah.
669-11938 is our number. Talking relationships this morning, if you want to get in on the conversation with our guest this morning, Cindy Leong. Cindy is a dating coach as well as a relationship coach, and we're talking about personality profiling in perhaps finding Mr. Right or Miss Right. And we also have to say that Cindy went to school with one of our colleagues here in 938 Live, and she's been on a show, Angela's show as well.
Yeah.
And of course, when we're talking about these nine personality traits, is this cast in stone? Is this never going to deviate? Or does this give you a guide as to how you can skew your relationship?
Uh-huh. Yes, you've been asking this very common question, like how is it different from other profiling types, right? So things like types, DISC is a trait instrument, but this is actually a type instrument. So the difference between a type instrument and a trait instrument is that traits do change based on different situation. Like if you enter into a negotiation situation or you're at work versus back home, your trait do change,
right?
You know, based on the situation. So that's for DISC. But for type instrument, it doesn't really change. Okay, unless really, really, really face a really huge crisis. So this type instrument actually type you into one of the nine types, being your dominant type.
Mm-hmm.
But do bear in mind that you can have all nine types. We all actually have nine types in us, but it's just that the core type acts as the base, your base intention, your base motivation. So, for example, okay, just getting a little bit ahead of myself. Like, for example, there are different types that can be really busy all the time. Okay, but the reason for being busy is different. There are certain types that being busy all the time is fulfilling for them. Being productive is important to them.
Or is it masking something deeper?
Yeah, it could be. So there is another type that is always getting busy to forget about themselves.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And there are other types that are getting busy all the time to forget about the pain.
Okay.
So the motivation for getting busy is different for different types. Yeah,
okay.
It goes pretty deep, right?
Yes, very, very deep. And we're talking about these nine types. There's the peacemaker, the perfectionist, the helper, the performer, the individualist, the investigator, or the kippo, you know, the loyalist, the epicure, and the challenger. So have you turned this insight onto yourself? And what insights did you get out of your own profile, Cindy?
Okay, for myself, I am essentially a type 3. Okay, which is the performer.
Okay.
So, and that's also a reason why people like to recruit me as a salesperson, which I have rejected because...
Motivate sales.
Yes, because type 3 are people who are very driven, very efficient. They look for shortcut to get things done. You know, you have a checklist. Your schedule is always full. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why when you ask me to come for the show, within such a short notice, even though I just came back yesterday, it's okay for me because I'm a type 3.
Okay.
It's pretty much
you're
a workaholic.
So if we talk about the epicure, what is that? Is that a person who loves food or is it something else?
The Epicurean, which is the adventurous person.
Adventure.
A very good, and also a comedian who is like really the life of the party. You'd usually hear them before you see them. So a very good example will be Robbie Williams, the comedian, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that for type 7, which is the Epicure, they are very afraid of pain.
Really?
So so that's why they mask it up, right? With, you know, all the jokes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're faced with the reality, and sometimes they couldn't take it, and they would still choose the escape route, which you know what Robbie Williams did.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, so that is the traits of a type 7.
Sure.
Yeah, from the best to the worst.
Talking about nine personality traits this morning with Cindy Leong. Cindy is a dating coach as well as a relationship coach with the Relationship Studio. We're trying to talk to her about how you recognize your personality type and that of your significant others, be it professional or personal relationships, how you can foster understanding, harmony, and synergy. We'll come back, talk some more about how you can put this knowledge to use and perhaps snare you a significant other, as they say. 669-11938 if you want to get in the conversation. We will be back in the Breakfast Club in about 2 minutes after an update of the news as well as an update of what's happening on the roads of Singapore. Keep it right here on 938 Live.